It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, 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 you have made it to the Fox Across America Game Ball Ceremony, and this week's winner has won before. He is adding to his collection. He's becoming the Tom Brady with all the rings. He's got all the game balls. He's the co-host of America's Newsroom. He is my man, Bill Hemmer. And I will tell you why Hemmer won this today. He has never come on this show ever with any background in what we're going to talk about. You know, he just comes running into the studio and he'll actually say like, hey, buddy, what's on your mind? And we'll start talking about some political news of the day. Well, today it went so sideways. OK, because yesterday, Friday, was St. Patrick's Day. And it went so sideways with us talking about revelry and things we've seen in the city and police encounters we've had that we wound up talking about everything except what's going on in the world. And it was such good escapism for me as a radio host. I almost considered this a vacation. So for that, Bill Hemmer, my travel agent, come get the game ball. But everybody's got a place to go today. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Tell you what, just go look at that sidewalk. Yeah. Out there.
It's like, getting rowdy. And joining us now, a man who can testify to the veracity of that claim, the co-host of America's Newsroom, Bill Hemmer, back in studio. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Nice to see you, Jimmy. It's been a minute. Happy St. Patty's Day to you. I got bagpipes ringing in my ears. they've been going at it outside since 6 o'clock this morning.
I can tell you one of my favorite things about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, please.
Beyond all the revelry and the fun and the parade and everything in between, is that as a guy who drives into this city from time to time, today is a day where it's actually vehicular warfare because they close Fifth Avenue. So if you're on the east side of Manhattan, you're not getting, there's no version of this that ends with you on the west side of Manhattan in an automobile. Now, I happen to know that on a day like today. So I was on the east side of Manhattan this morning on foot just watching the meltdowns. And it's my favorite thing. I talk about this a lot on the show, Hemmer. It's like just something I loved during my days as a cab driver. There's two guys on the road you love to watch at red lights. The guy who's clearly driving in New York for the first time, because he's a little overwhelmed. But the guy I like more is the guy who's clearly driving in New York for the last time. Maria, we're never doing this again. Right. I wanted to take the train. Now there's a siren that wants to get through. Hey, I'm moving over. I'm moving over. It's the best. Did you see the meltdown?
Put it in the calendar, Marie.
Maria.
And your repeat.
We're never done. I told you.
Just to make sure you remember.
Put a reminder in your phone.
Well, I was coming up 6th Avenue around 6 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. I saw a little, what you call it, vehicular meltdowns? It was in full force, man. Cars moving across, lot of horns.
If you close one street, as you know, like on the weekends when they have a street fair, just straight anarchy because someone wants to sell a scented candle. And some kettle corn.
Yeah.
Now we've got a hot double homicide on Park Avenue because a guy can't make a right.
Brother, I wanted to tell you because, you know the streets of New York so well. You've been here more years than I have.
I grew up here. I mean, I've only been in the city since late 90s.
Okay, so I was 2002 officially.
Okay, so we're close.
So 20 years.
Okay, fair.
I saw my first foot chase in New York the other day.
Yeah, really?
5:30 in the afternoon. It's a hell of a story if you want to hear it.
Yeah, no, come on, Hammer. Okay. Let's go. It's Friday.
I'll give you the fast version.
Love this.
I'm walking west on Christopher, which is the West Village. Mm-hmm. It's 5:30. I got earbuds in. I was running late, but I was going to meet a buddy of mine on the west side. And this dude comes running right, a big guy, camo jacket on, and he was sprinting. Here come two cops going after him. Here comes another cop, a woman, going after him. First thing I thought, you guys are going to have to run faster. And I, just so your audience knows, that intersection on 7th Avenue intersects like six different streets. Mm-hmm. He went screaming across the avenue.
Get out of here.
All he had to do was get clipped, and he would have been done.
Yeah, it was over.
He goes down the subway. The cops go down the subway. Hemmer goes down the subway. Jimmy, there's nothing down there. There's nothing's moving.
Oh, man.
Express train on the far track. I'm like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
I come up to the top of the street. There's 15 cop cars on the intersection.
Wow.
Half of them unmarked cars. I'm like, they really wanted this guy. 15 minutes later, they pop up several blocks away. I'm like, well, I guess they got him, but he really must have done something bad. Next day, I say to the cops, I said, you know, I was here at 5:30 yesterday during the subway downtown. I said, were you guys? He goes, yeah, we were in one of those cars. I said, I saw those cars. I said, what did that guy do? He said, robbery.
Get out of town.
So I said, okay, gun, knife, what? He goes, well, we don't know. But I said, why did he go down the subway and disappear? Because nobody was there. He said, there's a tunnel down there.
Yep.
You can take the tunnel to Houston, which is six blocks away, which is what he did.
What?
I said, did he know it? He said, they never know it. They just keep on running. What he didn't know is that as soon as he went for the tunnel, we had a car on the other side waiting
for him. Wow, that's amazing.
So I come into the studio, and I tell everybody who works on the floor, they're all New Yorkers, and you know what they all said?
What?
Man, it's great to know that the cops are doing their jobs
again. They still
again.
Got it.
Bam!
They still got it for the boys in blue. Here. There you go. Woo! There you go.
Anyway, thank you. I feel better for sharing that with people like you.
Bill Hemmer is here, star of French Connection 3. He'll be
and
here.
I said to the cop, I said, I really wanted to take him out. Had I been there 10 seconds earlier, I would have had a shot. You know, maybe I could just trip him or something. You know what he said to me?
What?
Because I told Dana the story. He said, did you tell him that you wanted to get? I said, He said, leave it to us.
You got to don't try this at home?
Correct.
Don't try this. Well, don't hold my beer.
We are the experts.
Thank you.
Leave it to us.
Unshackle the cops. They can do this gig. Can I tell you really quick then?
Yes, sir.
My first chase I ever witnessed involved myself. So at the Gotham Comedy Club, the end of the late show on a Saturday night, this was such perfect timing by the perp. As I walk out of Gotham, I dial my phone, and as I throw it to my ear, literally from hand to ear, it gets pick sixed, and a man is now running west on 23rd Street. I scream and start running after him. He actually winds up getting tackled by members of the audience who saw me chasing him across the street screaming and got taken down. And this one guy was holding him down, and he was smacking him and holding him and smacking him. And this guy goes, you're lucky you had a good set, man. It was so amazing. We're not done here. So as they're holding him and fighting this guy and yelling for the cops, somebody else picked the phone up off the street and ran into the subway. We never got it back.
No
gone.
Kidding.
Went the other way with it.
Boy, that's New York.
Yeah, it was one of those plays. You know when a guy intercepts the ball but fumbles and the other team winds up going the other way? It was wild. But yes, guys, come on down to New York. It's beautiful. Tourism season is here. Bring the kids.
One of those plays. I said to the cops, I saw something for the first time. I said, well, actually, you say that a lot these days. Mm-hmm. I saw something for the first time in New York the other day.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely, Bill
Hemmer.
I mean,
things are just going on in wacky ways.
Let's give him some fun, New York. I'll tell you two things that went on, okay? Because I have, you know, as you know, my dad was a cop for 43 years. My brother Joey put in 20. Mikey's in like 22 right now. I mean, they're there, okay?
They got the pension.
We've seen some things. So when Joey started, late 80s, this was an era where cops were getting arrested at roll call. Like, the city was still corrupt. There was a lot of things going on in Washington Heights. They split the 4-4 precinct in two because there was that much crime that one couldn't handle it. It was a different New York. But something that used to go on back in the day, okay, and this is a known thing amongst police, and I'm sure you can read about it online at great length, is one of the cushiest gigs you can have is embassy duty. Because embassy duty, you're on a foot post, but you can go inside the embassy any hour of the day. You sit in a leather couch, smoke a cigar, watch a game, and there's all kinds of good scenery walking in and out of the place. So what would happen from time to time, okay, is, you know, they'd say, all right, we're not allocating any more cops to the embassy. The diplomats are out of town. No big deal. So the cops would go out to the Blarney Stone, bang out a few pints, and on the way home, like 2 in the morning, one of them would shoot the embassy. And the next day at roll call, they just bounce it off a brick. Uh-huh. And the next day at roll call, they're like, we got, you know, report somebody fired at the embassy last night. We're going to be throwing 12 guys out there. Uh-huh. And they're like, you don't say. And guess who got embassy duty again?
That's terrific.
That's one of my favorites. My all-time favorite. And I was, this happened outside my taxi garage. Okay, I just pick up my taxi in Chelsea on 21st and 7th. The Ann Service Corporation, it's still there. Okay, just south of that subway station on 23rd and 7th. So stick with me, though. Back in the day,
Southwest corner.
Yeah, back in the day when they used to have housing, they had a few different jurisdictions of police around the time you first moved here. So they had the MTA, the NYPD, they had the housing cops, they had the transit cops. Okay. There was it's my favorite story in the world. You know, kind of dark, but there was a DOA, there was a body found on the corner of 23rd and 7th. Okay. The attending police officers who were working a 7 to 3 were clocking out on a Thursday to go to a Yankee game. They carried the body down to the subway platform and left it, knowing it would now be in the jurisdiction of transit.
stick with me. I turn in my cab. I sign my rate card. I walk back out to the street because I'm going to go uptown. Yeah. And I see the transit cops putting the body back up on 7th
Avenue.
Real story. It was like 2007 because my son wasn't born yet. Me and my buddy Dean laughed so hard. Like to the point where laughter becomes threatening to your well-being. Yeah. There was a different city back then, Hammer. But here's the good news. If you like
please,
it.
Please, I'm waiting
like
for it.
It's coming back. Yes. Bad.
Wow.
It's bad.
Anyway, happy St. Paddy's Day. And we're all Irish today, so we're all lucky, and I love your shirt.
Thank you. Oh, Hammer, this is, I wanted to tell you this. You missed last night such a good Elvis session. You know how we like to talk Elvis? So last night I was on Kennedy, in between Kennedy and Hannity. I took Brian Brenberg, who you know well from around the building, stopped by my office to have a coffee, and we started playing. I started playing them some Elvis deep cuts, and of course we wandered into Promised Land and the Afternoon in the Garden, and I really roughed up Brenberg something fierce, and I felt like you were there in spirit because you know we have such a good connection to the King.
Yeah.
But I found another believer is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, right on.
In our little Elvis cult.
Did you know that prior to?
I knew he was a fan.
So he revealed himself.
But he didn't. No. I next leveled him. Like, now he gets
it. Got
it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody likes Elvis. Uh-huh. But if you get Elvis, okay, because there's nothing but Elvis. I mean, Elvis is the guy. I understand. Yeah. And, you know, he didn't.
But if you get Elvis.
Yeah, you got to get him.
Yeah.
And he didn't exactly throw a perfect game. You know, he gave you 6 2/3 innings of no-hit ball around the seventh. You know, he might have loaded the bases a few times.
So good.
We're talking parties. This is the only serious analysis I wanted out of you today, Hammer.
Yes, please.
How crowded do you think, the 2024 field is going to get on the right? I asked Dana this question on Monday.
Wow. Okay, great. Great. Yeah.
How crowded do you think?
She and I talk about this a lot. Uh-huh. And so a month ago, we thought it was going to be an even dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And we started putting down names. And I think we got the 7 or 8 for sures. And it's kind of where we've stopped.
Yep.
And then there was another category for possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with 12.
Really? That's high.
Now
to be clear, let's break down the 12.
Go ahead.
Okay. 12, meaning 6 of them are running, consider themselves viable and are well-funded.
Yeah.
4 of them are running, are probably going to sell a book or try to get a contribution.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
I think it's 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's what I think.
In all candor, I do. And I think we know who they are now.
Yes.
And I think they'll all be on the stage for the first debate when it happens in August in Milwaukee. It's third week of August.
It's going to be a good show.
I think they'll all be there.
Going to be a good show.
I don't think there'll be many qualifications for that particular debate.
No.
But I think every debate after that will get tougher and tougher because they want to winnow.
For sure.
Yes.
No, this is going to be a brawl. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you who's sitting on the best piece.
So, by the way, you think 7 or 8 too, right?
Yeah. And the reason I do is because so much of the fundraising has already been accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody running beyond that group, I think, is just running with a personal
DeSantis,
goal in mind.
DeSantis,
Scott,
Trump,
Haley,
Scott,
Trump.
Haley,
I could see Pompeo getting in.
For sure.
I don't
Pence.
I think Pence, he's in Iowa. I mean, but he might be going to Davenport because he knows me and Kennedy are appearing there.
He
wants to be on the same
stage. Put it on your calendar. Absolutely. Stay away from Fifth Avenue and St. Paddy's Day. Christy Noem, maybe, right?
I've heard that.
I know we're missing a couple here or there, but
Larry Hogan ain't going.
No, he's not. Nope. Let's say no more than 10. I think that is more than safe.
Yeah, that would seem like plenty to me. We're talking to the great Bill Hemmer. So let me just tell you about the opposition research in my possession. This was discussed with Dana, and it regards our good friend Tim Scott.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if this works for him or against him, but Tim Scott was on the show famously and declared that Rocky III is the best Rocky.
Oh.
Now, this is with Clubber Lang, Mr. T.
Yeah.
This is with Hulk Hogan starring as the wrestler Thunderlips.
This is really good.
This is a serious piece of information that only I have the tape of.
Uh-huh.
And Scott has offered on air. Josh, can you confirm that on air he has offered to buy this tape in the past?
In roundabout ways, he didn't mention which type of funds would be used.
Yeah, he just said he'd like to get the tape back.
Because he wants to destroy it? Or?
Well, he doesn't. This is the debate we keep having. We're obviously tongue-in-cheek when we have the debate. But is Rocky III a help or a hindrance if it's your best Rocky on the campaign trail?
It's the latter. It's a hindrance.
You think so?
Yeah, there's no doubt that Rocky I is by far and away the legendary movie in the series of Rocky films.
Mikey, get the senator on the phone. That's Bill Hemmer. That's the co-host of America's Newsroom, saying you're not going to get to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on the back of Clever Lang and Thunderlips.
Correct.
It's Apollo Creed or bust.
Cut me, Mick. So you apparently agree.
No, I'm with you. I mean, there's two Rockies for me. It's the first one, and for me, if you grew up in the Cold War, as I did, we liked four.
Yes.
And four is, you know, when you rewatch it, it gets a little schmaltzy and ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at the height of the Cold War and a Reagan presidency.
You really wanted to beat that guy.
There was nobody in that theater that wasn't shadow boxing along
right.
when they get into right. the ring.
I just think the original is the best.
Oh, and, no question.
All the others were decent.
Yeah.
I saw them all. Mm-hmm. Can't remember them all.
Yep.
But number one, I can.
Wow. Hammer's a Rocky one mm-hmm. guy. Add that to the ledger and get Scott on the
I'm
phone.
I'm an Elvis guy.
Yeah, well, you got to be.
To the core.
So does Hammer St. Patrick's Day at all?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. A
couple of mocktails.
I got an hour or two of work on a okay. Friday, and then I'll... get some errands done on the sidewalks of New York, and I might just happen to find my way into one of my locals.
Yeah.
And
you hate when you slip on a yeah, banana peel.
Absolutely. Here's to the Irish, because we're all Irish for a
yes.
day. When
yes,
I found out that I was 1/8 Irish, mm-hmm. I was jacked up. It's like, really? I'm part of the family now.
He's going.
I would have taken 1/32nd.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen anyone go from Elvis to Bono as quickly as you did, Hammer. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. If you miss me so much this weekend, you can watch me Saturday and Sunday hosting the Big Saturday and Big Sunday show at 5 p.m. on the Fox News channel. I will also be on One Nation with Brian Kilmeade Saturday night at 8. Either way, I wish all of you the happiest weekend allowable by law.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.